morning, I assumed the role of emissary, bringing to Parliament a message from the citizens of Trinidad and Tobago, who have entrusted to us the solemn responsibility to make such laws that will enable them to live secure, productive, gratifying, and peaceful lives. I receive correspondence from members of the public on a daily basis, complaining bitterly in essence that existing laws do not address their serious concerns, and that some laws appear to benefit narrow sectarian interests rather than the interests of all. I suspect the citizens write me because they harbor the mistaken belief that I have the jurisdiction to take action directly and or to issue orders to the powers that be. We assembled, no better. And so I deliver their message, a message which they feel that neither government nor opposition is hearing, or if hearing, ignoring. And the message is as simple as it is poignant. They are hurting. While Parliament and other leaders of the country are dabbling in semantics about whether we are a failed state or in a crime crisis, our citizens are being murdered at an alarming rate. They lack opportunities for employment or are losing their jobs. Food prices are spiraling beyond the reach of many, and more of our children are falling into the at-risk category. Citizens are entitled to look to you for and demand of you solutions to alleviate their pain. They want you to work together for their good. Even the most desperate understand the nature of politics and that some degree of towing the party line, posturing, old talk and pecan come with the territory. But at the end of the day, fidelity to the people, our vulnerable women, our defenseless children, our angry young men, must be the primary and paramount concern of parliamentarians.